Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
In the middle of it. Amen. Praise God. We welcome you this morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Glory to God under the sound of my voice this morning. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Our Sunday morning service. Amen. You are on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that song. You got to clap your hands and do a dance in the middle of it. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. We thank and praise God on this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. For his grace, for his mercy, and for all the things that he is doing in our lives. Glory to God from this day. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we thank God for praising him in the middle of it. Glory to God. I lift my hands up to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray. Glory to God. God, and let the Lord have his way. Amen. Glory to God. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy this morning, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up, Father God, in our right mind, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for touching us from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us on this lovely morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because this is the day that you have made, God. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. So we thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But now, God, as I step aside this morning, Lord God, I ask, God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, that only comes from you, Father God. Bless thy people under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you glory this morning. We lift our hands and praise this morning. We just exalt your holy name because you are God and you are God alone, Father. Oh, yes, I'm excited for what you're doing, God, in the lives of your people, God, how you're turning things around, how you're making us free, God, how you're touching us this morning, how you're lifting us up this morning, how you're blessing us this morning, how you're favoring us this morning, my God. God, I give you the glory, God. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, as we prepare our minds and open up our hearts to your word this morning, Lord God. Let the revelation, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, illuminate, God, yes, Holy Ghost, and all the ones under the sound of my voice this morning, God. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, and I thank you that I'm able to serve your people on this morning, God. In Jesus' name I pray, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. I'm going to take us to a familiar scripture this morning. Amen. Praise God. Romans 8 and 28. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know this scripture. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Romans 8, 28. The Bible says, and we know that all things, come on, I want to talk about all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the called according to his purpose. All things work together. What I mean is all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to break it down a little bit more. How about that? Let me amplify it a little bit. The Bible says, and we know with great confidence, that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. People of God, I just want to encourage us this morning as the Lord has encouraged me this morning, glory to God, that the believers should understand how God works for the good of us in all situations, in all situations. So whatever it is in our lives, because everybody goes through something, ah, yes, Holy Spirit, all things are going to work together for the good of the Lord. So, people, God, there are times when some verses in God's word to the believer does not sometimes, glory to God, make a little bit of sense sometimes to us, praise God, for example, one scripture alone gives us four things to do that appear to not make good sense. Glory to God. I want to help somebody today because sometimes, glory to God, hallelujah, you read a word and then God has to retrain us, glory to God, to think a little bit different. The Bible says in Matthew 5:44, tells us to love our enemies. Come on, Holy Spirit, to bless them that curse us, to do good to them that hate us. Come on, Holy Ghost, and to pray for those who despitefully uses and persecute us. Come on. Now, there are some people of God that find it easy to do, praise God, but the truth be told, come on, it's contingent, on what day that we might catch them, or you know how, glory to God, we get mad quickly, praise God, and they too will agree with the rest of us, amen, that sometimes some verses in God's words does not, glory to God, make sense to us. God, how are you going to tell me to love my enemies, do good to them that persecute me, praise God, hallelujah. So God has to retrain our mind, amen, to think a little different. For Father, view, we look into the Old Testament, and we know about Joseph, amen, praise God, yes, we give the example of Joseph's brothers, amen, plotting to kill him because of the dream that the Lord gave him concerning submitting of his family and others. So instead of killing him, they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And he said to his brothers, when they came to Egypt after being enslaved, what you meant, come on, Holy Ghost, for evil meant it for my good. So that's a good example of what Joseph had to go through, praise God. What you meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for my good. Come on, Holy Ghost. Then we witness Job suffering affliction in the flesh and being falsely accused by his so-called friends. Come on, Holy Ghost. He went through this simply because Job, first chapter, God testifies about Job before Satan. And then allow Satan to afflict his flesh, but not his soul. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give him glory. See, God knows what he is doing in our lives, people of God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. Ha, my son, the hood of our seer, for what he has done. Amen. But sometimes, people of God, some things don't feel so good. Ah, glory to God. When God tells you to do something, amen. Praise God. It is above your understanding. Amen. Praise God. And glory to God. God giving us power to pray, glory to God, for the people that do us wrong, the people, glory to God, that persecute us, the people that bring us down, the people that scandalize our name, the people, glory to God, that don't want you to be blessed, amen, praise God. But I want to talk to us today that God is going to retrain us, amen, to know that all things are going to work together for our good, glory to God. My whatever you're going through in your body is going to work together for your good, and your poverty going to success will work together for the good of God, because once God bless you, amen, praise God, you'll be able to know that God was the one that did it. You didn't do it on your own. God brought you from poverty, wanting, praise God, to having more than enough, praise God, hallelujah. All things are going to work together for his good. Why? Because there is something that we must learn in life, praise God, and glory to God, affliction, glory to God, the furnace of affliction is our best teacher. My God, I give him glory. How many that went through the fire already? But while you were going through that fire, God was teaching you some things. You was learning some things. You was getting a greater revelation of who the Lord was. All things are going to work together for your good. Then I look at the text that is before us and realize that if the text would have said, and we know that things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Glory to God, would not have a problem, but it didn't say that because I left out one key word, praise God, that is important to the church today, for us today, and the word is all. All things are going to work together. So if you're sitting there in a pity party, it's time to rise up. If you're thinking, praise God, that God is not going to move in your life, you need to rise up. Come on, Holy Ghost. All means all, people of God. Last time, praise God, we began to talk, glory to God, about the spirit within, praise God. Talk about the spirit within. We found out that all times of distress and joyful situations, we do not know what to pray for. We don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit knows what to pray for. But the glory be to our God. We have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit within us that intercedes for us this morning. Come on, Holy Ghost, with moaning and groaning that cannot be uttered. And he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I love it because even when I don't utter a word to the Lord, my groaning, my sighing, everything within me, he knows what's going on. He knows what's going on in your life. This week, glory to God, in verse number 28, the test will see how the Lord works in every situation, whether good or bad. We might not fully understand what God is doing in every situation. Come on, Holy Ghost. But regardless of what we are going through, God is in full control. Can I talk to the church today? Can I talk to you today? God is in full control. Can I say it one more time? I'm talking to somebody, glory to God, that went to bed last night and wondered, glory to God, what is going on in my life. But God is in full control. I hear the Spirit of God tell me to tell you that God is in full control. In other words, in all things, God works for the good of us who love him. Come on, Holy Ghost. Everything might not feel good or situations might not look good, but God harmonizes it. And I love that word, harmonizes them together for our ultimate good. Praise God. He blends them together. They make music together. Glory to God. So let's take a look at the benefit of all things that work for our good. First, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. God works ahead of our present situation. And I'm talking to somebody, glory to God, knowing that God has already went before you to make the crooked places straight. God has already went before you to do what he said he's going to do. He said, I have a plan for you. That means he has a plan, a good purpose for you. God has already done it, amen, in the realm of the Spirit. All we got to do now is walk in the Spirit of the living God, and we will make it to where God said that we will make it to. Oh, my Sando Huda Basaya. We will make it to that rest. We will make it to that land, that good and plenty land. Glory to God. We will make it, glory to God, to our land of milk and honey. Come on, somebody. We must understand that although God knows all of our problems, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, he does not dabble into our problem. He does not just dabble into the problem. He resolves them. Come on, Holy Ghost. He resolves your problem. What are you going through today? He's going to resolve your problem. Yet while we are occupied with the problem that we are facing right now, come on, because we all have something before the Lord. The Lord has straightened that out and now is working on your tomorrow and your next week and your next and your next and your next. He's already worked it out. So why are you trying to figure it out? He's already worked it out. My God, I give him glory. And the blessing through his sovereign problem. And God, you whatever you have going on, the power of God's weight will override it. Come on, Holy Ghost. So when God has a purpose and a plan, just like he had with Joseph, amen, he worked it out. Glory to God. He might have went through some things because in the fire of affliction, God brings power and he brings promise to what's going on in your life. The problem is that sometimes, Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus, we don't see, glory to God, the purpose. All we see is the problem. My God, but we have to look past the problem and see the purpose of what God is doing in our life. The sovereign power of God, the ultimate power of God, the unlimited power of God. Come on, Holy Ghost, the unmerited power of God. He's working in your life. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. This is why we must learn to take our problems to the Lord and leave them there. Now, that does not mean for us to give it to him, then worry about them. But it means to give them to him and trust him for the answer. I said this before, our biggest problem is that we
don't believe sometimes in the Lord, what he is doing, because our problems seem so hard-pressed that we don't see our way out. Our biggest problem is trusting him for what he promises. Come on, so cool about thunder. Can I say that one more time? We have a problem sometimes. Glory to God. Because we have a problem sometimes trusting him for what the promise is. Glory to God, because you don't see your way through. Glory to God, glory to God. It's like looking through the dark places. Amen, praise God. The darkness of what we're going through, we don't see the light of God. But the light of God will shine in our circumstances, people of God. The light will come because he said all things are going to work together for the good of them that love God, one who according to his purpose. So we must realize that God works ahead of our present situation, and it's up to us to believe that the answer, our right now problem, is waiting us in for delivery. Come on, somebody say, God, I thank you for working ahead. I thank you for working ahead of me. I thank you for doing it already, God. I thank you for the blessing already, God. I thank you for the promotion already, God. I thank you for the increase already, God, because you're already working on my behalf. Let me help you, people of God. Faith is believing without seeing. When I got up this morning, I heard the Holy Ghost, and he said, faith is believing without seeing. Glory to God. The same with us. We must first put our faith into action, and we must have enough faith to believe that the Lord has heard us, because we act according to his will, as found in 1 John, glory to God, 5:14. The problem with many of us is that we can talk faith, but when the rubber meets the road, we discover that we do not have faith the way that we think that we have faith, because God will put us in situations, glory to God, to put our faith to the test. My God, have you ever been there before with God? Put your faith to the test. That is why every leader in the church and everyone should be able to enthusiastically share the vision that God has set before the church. The other thing is that we must act upon that faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know the God and the good in every situation. We know the good in every situation, people of God, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. As the people of God, we must understand that God has the inside track on the good in every situation. My God, oh mama, say katura basada, that ugly situation, God knows how he's going to turn it out for his good. I don't know about you, praise God, but I've been in some ugly situation. My God, I didn't see my way out. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Didn't think I could be happy. Because all the circumstances of my life made me so sorrowful in my spirit that I never thought that the goodness of the Lord would prevail over the darkness that I was going through. But because I had to go through the furnace of affliction, glory to God, glory to God, I didn't understand it. I would cry in the midnight hour, cry in the daytime. But God said, weeping may endure for a night, but your joy in the morning. All your things that you're going through, all the things that you've been through, it's going to work together for your good. Now I understand why the tears. Now I understand why they're going through. Now I understand, praise God, because he's going to use that ugly situation for the purpose of his good. Am I talking to somebody this morning? My God, I give him glory. Now, what might not look promising to you, it is the right situation to improve your spiritual condition. Because it is the right situation for us to see the move of God. Somebody say the move of God. It's going to help my spiritual situation because I'm going to see the move of God. The same way Joseph seen the move of God. He went through many turmoil, glory to God, but he seen the move of God. You went through many things, but you seen the move of God. Anybody see the hand of God moving? You were sick and then you recovered. Come on, you didn't have anything, but God blessed you. Come on, somebody, glory to God. You didn't think, glory to God, that God was going to bless you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. And sometimes, as I had said to countless times, God has to sometimes do something to us in order to do something for us. Can I say it one more time? See, I got to tell you today, praise God. I'm talking to somebody. Glory to God, because it came to me first. God has to do something for us in order to do something for us. See, some things have to take place on the inside of you. Praise God. And if we would be honest about it, we can think back on what appeared to be a terrible time in our lives, the way I just spoke to you, praise God. It was a terrible time in my life. And I didn't think, glory to God, I was going to make it. My aunt walked to that store one day and told me some things. Amen. Glory to God. And I thought I just went down. Glory to God, because the Lord has spoken a word. She came in the store, praise God, spoke a word to me and walk right back out. Say, see you later. Glory to God, glory to God. And I didn't know what was going on in my life. Didn't see what was going on in my life. Praise God. But God already knew. But he had purpose pain. I'm talking to somebody. There's purpose in the pain that you're going through. There's purpose in your going through. There's purpose in, glory to God, in your health. There's purpose in everything that you're going through. And God is going to turn that thing around for your good. We might have a car repossessed or lost a house, or we might lost a job because according to us, the boss didn't like us. But whatever the terrible thing was, we should think how the Lord brought you out. He brought us out, people, God. God brought me out. He brought me out with a strong hand. He's bringing you out with a strong hand. You're going to be blessed. You're going to You're going to rise up out of that quarter by side. Out of that place. If you would not have lost the car, come on, Holy Ghost, you would have never found your way to church. Come on, somebody. See, all these things work together for God. God pushes us into a place that he wants us in. The house might have been too much to afford anyway, and if you would have been fired, amen, your attitude would have never changed. But regardless of what you've been through, take a look at yourself. I want you to take a good look at yourself today, praise God, hallelujah. Martin Lord said it better, praise God. Here I come, world. Take a look at yourself and see where the Lord has brought you from. Ah, glory to God. It's not because you have good credit. Come on. It is because you have good credit. Come on, somebody. But you have a God credit. Come on, Holy Ghost. You are better than what you were before of the Lord when God intervened in your life. Praise God. The reason is because the Lord can see the good in everything. Come on, Holy Ghost. We can only see the good in the things that are good. My God, but you can't see the good in the things that's going wrong. You have to get a different revelation or get some new eyes of faith. Praise God. Glory to God. God is the one, praise God, that gives us a lens to look through. Praise God. The eyes of favor. My God, I give him glory. So here, we must know the purpose of our calling. Well, take my time. We must know the purpose of our calling. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So let's bring some light to something that we can truly say works for us. It lets us know that in Romans 8:28 should be our favorite verse for the Christian church. In church, it must be applied to those who clearly exhibit a deep sense of purpose in their lives. We must demonstrate a love for God through a life of obedience. It should not be seen as grounds for believing that everything will work
for the good, because God has committed himself to sorting out the mess of our lives and relieving us of the consequences of our action. It's eternal rather than temporal good which God has in mind. He works, oh my, according to his purpose, not our purpose. See, a lot of times we try to tell God how to maneuver, how to bless us, but he's working according to his purpose, which is far greater than the elimination of the hard times of the present or the guarantee of smooth sailing under the blue sky in our future. The Lord is in the good business of making redeemed sinners like us, like the elder brothers of glory to God, the Lord Jesus, with the purpose of lifting up the kingdom of God. That is our calling, to lift up our Christ and his kingdom. Just like Joseph, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. God is the lifter of our souls. If he said it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. If he said, glory to God, what you're going through right now is going to work for your good, it's going to be all right. When you go through the fire, you will not be burned. When you go through the water, it will not overtake you. Come on, Holy Ghost. God will bring you through. Amen. Glory to God. He let us know, praise God, because everything is going to work. All what you're going through is going to work together for his good. See, you didn't understand, praise God, when he was training you, amen, glory to God, training ground, processing you, amen, that is going to work together for your good. Glory to God, when he has a purpose for you, praise God, everything is going to work together. See, he has to take us through the furnace of affliction in order to bring us out and let us know, praise God, that is him and not of us. Oh, my God, I give him glory. Oh, somebody say, remember me, oh, Lord. Remember your covenant with us, oh, God. Remember, glory to God, glory to God. Remember us, Father God. Hallelujah, glory to God. For good, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Somebody say, remember me, God, when I go through this process. Remember me, God, when I come forth with revelation, God. Remember me, God, Holy Ghost, when I'm going through the deepest valley that I ever been through. God, when, glory to God, when mud was thrown on me, God, when they talked about scandalized my name, when I didn't have nothing, when, glory to God, the people walked down my life. Glory to God. God says it's going to work together for your good, people of God. Whatever you're going through today, it's going to work together for your good. I'm going to go to a song. I'm coming right back. Praise somebody. Keep on saying, this is going to work together for God. Glory to God. God's going to bring good things out of this thing. God, I know God's going to bless me when I come through this thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because I'm going through a deeper revelation right now. God is taking me through something right now to give me some more revelation of what he He's going to do in my life.
They said you can have it because it is yours. They said you wouldn't make it because it all opened doors. They said it was over for you. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won. Faith holds on you, faith works, faith lasts on you. But in the midst of all of that, God's tears of a champion. In the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of distractions,
you are the chosen one.
they said you didn't have a dream. God said you have heard. They said this problem will never end. But God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel. But God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you. They prayed. May have even lied to you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up the champion.
God is raising up some champions. Amen. He's raising up for his glory in the midst of hurt, in the midst of pain, in the midst of destruction. Amen. Praise God. In the midst of it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank and praise our God because he's raising up some champions. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thinking about that song. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just a little small testament. Amen. Glory to God. When God told me and my husband it is time to move from the place that we was at, praise God, we had two suitcases apiece. He said, leave everything behind. Hallelujah. We had some nice things. Amen. Those were things, but God has a plan, people of God. And every since that we put our foot on this ground, God has been moving and blessing, favor, glory to God. So we have to be obedient to the Spirit of the living God. When you go through the pain, when you go through the hurt, when you go through the disappointment, when you go through all those things, God has a plan for all that stuff, and he will turn that thing around for your good. Who I'm talking to today, you say, Lord, remember me. Remember me, oh Lord. Glory to God. Remember the covenant that you have with us. The Bible says in Psalms 105 and 8, glory to God, 105 verses 8 to 11, it says, he has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Remember the covenant that God has with you. You got to know that God has a covenant with you. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath to unto Isaac and confirm the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Glory to God. God has an inheritance for each and every one of us. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is your inheritance? You might have not have touched it yet, praise God, but you keep trusting him, looking through the eyes of faith, praise God, knowing that things are going to work together for your good and for those who are called according to his purpose. Glory to God. So for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant, that he remembered. See, God is going to remember you, people of God. Glory to God. He's remembered. It is your turn to be remembered. The Lord remembered many people in the Bible. Today will be your turn. Come on, somebody. I want you to receive it. Open up your heart today. He will remember you today. What does it mean to be remembered by God? What happens when God remembers us? Does it mean that God forgets his own? Not at all. He don't. The Bible says in Psalms, says, behold, he who keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. See, God not sleep. Amen. He's awoke. He's awoke all day, 24/7, watching over us every day. Again, in Isaiah 49:14-15, when Zion named, when they cried out about God's neglect, he answered her thus, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget. God does not forget his covenant children. When God remembers us, he simply pays special attention to us. Come on, Holy Ghost. When he remembers us, he visits us. Come on, Holy Ghost. He delivers us. He rescues us. He answers our prayers at that special moment when he pays attention to us. He grants us salvation like the robber who was crucified. His life, and then glory to God. He lifts up us from our circumstances. He brings us to the limelight when he remembers us. Somebody say, God is remembering us. Listen to what God did. In the Bible, God remembered Noah. He remembered Abraham. Sarah was remembered by God. When Rachel was remembered, her womb was opened by God. Joseph was thrown into the ditch by his brother. He was later sold into the Midianites. Come on. From there, he found himself in Potiphar's house and later in jail. In all these afflictions, God remembered him. I want you to talk to yourself today. God, I thank you for remembering me. See, Joseph, he was thrown into the affliction. Glory to God. He was thrown into prison. Hannah was remembered by God when she vowed to dedicate her male child to God. It's given one. Praise God. Hallelujah. God remembered her. He remembered Samson, amen, when he was afflicted and cried out for help. Come on, Holy Ghost. He remembered the child of Israel in captivity. Come on. He remembered the children. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, we are his children. He remembers us. Amen. Praise God. He remembered Jeremiah in the pit. Jeremiah was thrown into the pit for speaking the word of God. Many of us are in different kinds of spiritual pits and dilemma. Deliver us today. God made Ezra to remember Mordecai. The king promoted Mordecai. See, God knows when he's going to do what he's going to do. He has, glory to God, power over all things. He will remember you. Jesus, 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 remember the thief on the cross who cried out for him for help. Yes, Holy Ghost, my God, I give him glory. The psalmist say that God remembers his promises today. The Lord will remember someone and visit that person. You may be the one. Praise God today. Praise God. I know what I heard the Lord say. Praise God. He's going to remember us. Certain things happen when God remembers. First, he visits us. Jeremiah prayed, oh, Lord, you know, remember me and visit me. When God visits us, he brings us out of darkness into his light. When God remembers Mordecai, he visits him. Secondly, when God remembers us, he answers our prayers. When God remembers Israel, he answered her prayers. When God remembers Hannah, he answered her petition. My God, I give him glory. Thirdly, when God remembers us, he confirms his covenant. My God, I thank God
tes. My God, I say thank you. So God heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My God, I give him glory. When God remembers us, he performs his covenant to us. My God, I say thank you. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. He brought out his people with joy. Somebody say, I got joy. Joy, joy, joy is my portion today. He is a chosen one with gladness. Amen. Praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. When God remembers us, he sends help. God sends help. Somebody need help right now. When God remembers us, he sends help and delivers us. When God remembers Noah and all the living creatures, he sent a wind to pass over the earth and the waters to decided. My God, I give him glory. Don't you love the power of the Holy Ghost? When God does something, amen, praise God. Be in your prayers today. Lord, remember me. Glory to God. I always say, Lord, remember me for good. Whatever I've done, glory to God. It was not me, but God, I thank you for the spirit that's on the inside of me, but remember me for good, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's God talking to somebody today. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. He's going to send deliverance. He's going to send a wind your way. God, I speak to the wind right now from the north, south, east, and west. Blow upon us, God. Blow your blessing upon us, God. Open up heaven over us, God. Send your favor to our homes, God. Send your favor to our lives, oh God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we have a covenant with you, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're raising us up, God, to believe and trust in you, God. No matter what we go through, God, you're doing it on your own, God. And I thank you, Lord God. You're making a way, God, where there seems to be no way, God. You're making the crooked places straight, God. You're bringing the things down, God, that needs to come down. You're uprooting that thing out of our lives, God, that should not be there. We thank you, God. My God, I give him glory. We can't help but to praise him. Getting ready to close. My God, I say thank you. Can't help but to think about the Lord. On the day that he was crucified, there was two thieves there with him. One was mocking him along with the crowd, and the others did too, until he realized who Jesus really was. Oh, my God, I give him glory. But while the others mocked Jesus, hey, my God, I say thank you. This thief said, Lord, when thou come into thy kingdom, remember me. You see, for once in this man's life, he did not let the situation dictate his eternity. He realized that his bad situation had some good in it, and that his life was going to expire when the Lord's life would start anew. Oh, my God, I say thank you. We thank God for Jesus, who rose on the third day with all power in his hand, that resurrected power from the beginning. See, you got to understand, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, from the beginning, when he started making the world, praise God, hallelujah, he spoke it in existence. So that word that he spoke from the beginning had to take place when they thought it was his end. My God, I give him glory. That prophetic word that he spoke, that he will rise again on the third day with all power in his hand, praise God. What kind of God do we serve? We serve an awesome God that can do anything at any time with the blink of an eye. My God, I give him glory. And if he had any chance of living again, it was going to have to come from the Savior himself talking about the thief. Amen. That say, remember me. And I believe that the thief joined in with us as we, glory to God, this morning, praise God, that we're going to rise again with resurrected power, people of God. Yes, he did not come down from the cross just to save himself. He decided, glory to God, to die just to save us, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So people of God today, praise God, we have to understand that the resurrected power of God will fix our life. That's why he said all things going to work together. All things. I want you to talk about the all things. Everything that you went through in life. Glory to God that you thought it was bad. Praise God. That you're still holding on. That thing that you went through that you don't even want to talk about. That thing, glory to God, that you've been through. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God is going to use that bad thing for his good. He might make you speak about that thing and thousands of people get saved. Glory to God. Whatever you went through and you thought it was bad, praise God. Maybe your mama walked out. Maybe your daddy walked out. Glory to God. Maybe you've been molested. Glory to God. Glory to God. Maybe you've been left by yourself. Praise God. Maybe, glory to God, you grew up, glory to God, not having things, but everything's going to work together for your good. Mama say, God, daughter, the Lord of Messiah. So God says to tell you today, rise up, pray for the Lord of Messiah. This resurrected power because God says it's going to work together for your good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whatever you went through, whatever you've been through, glory to God. Glory to God. Maybe you're raising children by yourself. It's going to work out for your good. God had a plan for you. God has a plan for you. You have a covenant with God, people of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God says when he speaks, when he speaks, when he speaks, when God remembers us, remember he said, I'm going to send you help. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to remember you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The same way he remembered all of them that went through. Glory to God. There's a great cloud of witness that went through before you. You're not the only one that went through. Some people went through hard things. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God knew what you could go through. He already knew, praise God, what you can take and what you could not take. My God, I give you glory. So I'm talking to all of us today. Whatever you've been through, God is going to work it for your good. My sake, God, told it of us, son. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, God. God is delivering his people. My God, I say thank you. God is remembering you for good, people of God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I give God glory this morning. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you. Praise God for the word today. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God for the purpose that he has called us to. We thank God, yes, Holy Ghost, for every situation that we've been through. We thank God that he brought us out, praise God. We believe it, glory to God, without seeing it, God. We believe you, Father, because we know that every present situation that we're going through, God, you already went ahead of us to fix the search of the situation, God. We thank you, God, because we know that all things, you're going to get this in your heart today. All things are for God's glory. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be for his good. So I thank God for all of you on this line this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise our God. Amen. For the word today. Praise God. We thank God for lifting us up out of the hole. Yes, Holy Ghost. We thank God for lifting us up today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are no downcast, but we are rising up to the occasion that God has called us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know that God has a plan for your life, and it is good. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God for our Sunday morning service today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for his grace, for his mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, how he's moving in the lives of his people. Amen. Praise God. We thank God today, hallelujah, for all things that he is doing for us in this season. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might not understand what you're going through, but that go through has a purpose and God has a plan. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, praise God, on Thursday, amen, Pastor Ilona Waters will be on True Vine International Ministry at 6 p.m. Don't forget, praise God, the morning prayers coming up. Amen. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. Praise God. If you don't have the number, amen, praise God, contact me. Amen. 302-883-9799.
And if you'd like to be a blessing to Reign of Glory Ministry, to keep the radio station online, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you can partner with me, amen, praise God, as we do the work of the Lord, amen. If you don't know how to give, I can give you the information. You can call me, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We are blessed, amen. I thank God for all the ones that sacrificed and sowed into the ministry, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Contact me, 302-883-9799. I thank God, amen, praise God, for all the things that the radio station has reached Uganda, it reached South Africa, it reached Japan, and now we have another one added on, it reached Canada, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God that the ministry is going, amen, where our feet it has never touched. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God, hallelujah, is doing his thing. Amen. Don't forget, amen, this is Reign of Glory Bible Ministry, where the pastors are Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Praise God. I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God, and let God have his way. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forward today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit, for moving by your mighty power, God. Bless it every home, Father. Bless in every life here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father God, that the word that went forward today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will take root, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the birds of the air will not come and snatch the word out of their spirit, Father God, but it will go deep down in their soul, Father God, that when someone comes, they can explain the word to them as well. I thank you, Lord God, that your word been illuminated by the Holy Spirit on this morning, Father God. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for revelation on today, Father God. Thank you, God, for how you spoke to us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to continue to have your way in the lives of your people, Father God. Walk through their homes, God. Be a shatoda basada. Be a protection around their home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the testing that turning into testimonies right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, Father. I ask that you keep our eyes open, Father God, to faith, Father God, that faith, that truth speak for us, God, today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bless them, God. Bless them from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, in the name of Jesus. Move by your mighty power now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then as faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. I have a song for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, people of God, sometimes you have to even encourage yourself. Speak over yourself, because God is in full control, and he will get you to where you got to go. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you all. Happy Sunday. Song for you.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Do- How many people are encouraged tonight?
Right, why they